aside from the change in schedule, I have gotten involved in this. Conference on Sunday, issues of fertility. So all my information, all my knowledge is from reading and from various truths, but I've never seen a fertility lab for real. So I said, before I speak about it, I better visit one. So I have an appointment to see one. They could do it today. It was at 1 o'clock. I saw one of the svarim. I forget where I saw this. It's a very pretty idea. Maybe Reb Zilberstein, I'm not sure. I had in mind to mention it on Monday. He writes that according to the Zohar, the Shas Psichas Ha'orum is the time of tefillah. That's what we say, Birch Shemei. Birch Shemei is a portion from the Zohar. And Birch Shemei has some of the most important tefillahs. Right? Shehei. We say that we should all be counted by the very end. So it was chosen during that period, that point in time, was the Shas Tzvila, Shas Psichas Oren. So Shas Psichas Oren is a time for Tzvila because it's right before the Tzibah is going to have Talmud Torah with Tzibah. It's not probably not a magical thing that because the door is open, it's a Mokim Tzvan Tzvila. But there's a tremendous chus going to happen that the... That a tzibah will learn Torah together. So he said, if that's the case, so Allah has come at the beginning of a seder, beginning of a zman, when yeshiva comes back after being zman, it's a psicha sa'arim to lay in grace to neich amongst it could be 10 people, 20 people, 300 people, but if all yeshiva opens up, it has to be a special zman tzvilah. Certainly nowadays, if these first few days, the many issues that are not open yet. They're opening today, Rosh Chodesh. So that's an important thing to have in mind, that this should be a time to Kabbalah Tzvilas during these few days. The sugya that we're looking at is the sugya of Tzlaf, and it's the sugya that scares many people. Shouldn't be scared, because we'll skip this realm stuff. So don't be so scared. So I'm Rav Yudah Marab, but this is an important yisoid. And I'm waiting for this sugya to make this yisoid. You see why in a moment? I'm Rav Yudah Marab. Tzlaf shal orlo b'chutz loren zerik osev yoynus v'eichas ha-kafrisim. The tzlaf, I'll have to get you a picture. They call it a caper bush, a caper tree. And as you know from the Mishnah, the Gemara, it's a tree. What do you mean by it's a tree? So we'll learn later on in the Masechta, the parak, a tree, is something that sustains itself from year to year to year. So it could be low, it could be high, doesn't matter. As long as it's there from year to year, it's called a tree, it's called an elon, as far as we're concerned, as far as the brach is concerned. And pasha as far as the Hilchus Rome is concerned as well. Right? That's as far as Kalayim is concerned, as far as Orla is only in an elon. So the Torah says, "Varaltem es piriyoi, varaltem orlosi es piriyoi." So the Gemara understands that's a din. Varaltem orlosi es piriyoi. If it breaks, you see any chance. So the thank you very much. So the Torah says that the din of orla only applies to peiros. So the Gemara says that you have this tzlaf, and the tzlaf has several things that you can eat from it. Olives, timrois, you can eat the leaves. Timrois are these inner shoots in between the trees, in between the leaves, and you eat the evyonis, like at least four things can be eaten from the tzlaf. And it's a Rabbi Yehuda Merav, right, who lived in Bavel. When he came to the Orla, Slav Shul Orla, B'chutz Loretz, Zoyrek, Esoev Yoinais, when he came to Slav Shul Orla, B'chutz Loretz, Zoyrek Esoev Yoinais, V'eichel Esa Kafrisin. So the Gemara will explain that he holds like Rabbi Akiva. See in a moment. Right, the Gemara will explain that Omer Yudim Rav is really saying we pass it like Rabbi Akiva, Lagavi or Lachutz Laretz. Right, that's the Gemara at the bottom of the Yom. The Gemara says, "What was Rabbi Yudim Rav's din? It was teaching us now Locha Kedivrei Amekel. Why did he say Locha Kedivrei Amekel? Because he wanted to teach us another din that Locha Kedivrei Amekel does not include Beis Shama. So the conclusion, the Maskon of the Gemara, the Moment Beis is Om Rabbi Yudim Rav. He was really saying a Nusach. He was teaching us a din. The din is that in a mitzvah tluya baretz." When there is an application to a mitzvah to yivoris v'chutz loretz, and there's a machloek as an Eretz Yisrael, halacha k'divrei amekel, but not beishamai. Beishamai b'mokei beishilel is off the charts. Ain't a mishnah. Right? It's a tzorech lovin. What that means, that beishamai is not even an opinion. There's a gehillas yakov, not the stipler. The earlier sefer. It was called the Kehelas Yaakov, I think. That's what it was called, Kehelas Yaakov. So he has an essay, Shechter is very fond of quoting, that he says, there's a discussion about Shammah Mokim is on the Mishnah, he says, but you're still in the midst of Talmud Torah. So that's, it doesn't go that far. It's off the charts as far as a possible position of Psah, but there's still the key bits of Talmud Torah. But he had to have a Mishnah, ain't a Mishnah, does ain't a Mishnah mean? And the mission sounds like if you spend all the living Beis Shammai and I'm the Talmud Torah, he says, no, that far I wouldn't go. So, but it's Torah Iyun. What does it mean in the mission, especially in light of the Gemara that says that Lasa Lavai, we may adopt many of Beis Shammai's positions. But apparently, in a mission means that as far as Piskei Halach are concerned, the Ad Yerois HaMashiach, Beis Shammai was rejected. Rabbi Akiva, Yochid v'Rabim, is halacha k'Rabim. The Yochid was outvoted, not rejected. And therefore, every so often you have a Gemara in Chulin, Kedai Reb Shimon, L'smoich alav v'shas etchak. You'll never have a Gemara, Kedai v'shamay, L'smoich alav v'shas etchak. Practical reasons, usually he's a machmir, so you never, it wouldn't come up. But there are 18 cases in Shas where v'shamay is made. But apparently, you'll never say, Kedai v'shamay. The Gemara says that we record shitas in order to be able to be semich on them sometimes, that is not referred to Beis Shammai. So that's pshat that Rabbi Akiva's position after the Seder HaPsak was established, Rabbi Akiva became a Das Yochid. After the Seder HaPsak became established, Beis Shammai became an inner Mishnah. Pshat is like this. It's a lower notch. It's a nomenclature for different levels of psak, different levels, different kinds of positions. Right? In other words, the point is, an emission does not mean it's a nothing. An emission means that it's not being recorded for any possible halachic significance ad yemayis mashiach. It's almost for lomdusha purposes. Mashen kain. When Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi recorded the Das Yochid, so the second he tells us, he records the Das Yochid so that we would know that this position was considered and rejected, right? But it means it's a position which, by its own rights, would be considered. And again, b'shas adchak, so before the same pesach was established, so we say mechan. So that when we say, and this will be important for our sugya, when we say that that we halacha kerabim, the yachid is not entirely rejected. What's the best raya? Kol ha-meikil ba'oretz halacha k'moyse b'chutz l'oretz. Right? It's still a position. So Amr Yudav Arav, Slav shal oral b'chutz l'oretz, Zerik esav yoynes v'echaz ha-kafrisin, the maskon of our sugi is, that's really saying, in Eretz Yisrael, we would refrain from eating the Evyoinos and the Kafrisin. And in Chutz La'aretz, only the Evyoinos. Right? Why? So we know from Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Maraltem es Arlosei es Piryoi, es Atofel le Piryoi. And the Gemara says that Kafrisin did not even make it into Tofel le Piryoi. Right? Normally, a tofel appear would be included in halacha of orla. Halacha is inclusive halacha. It's a tofel. So it says, but tofel also has to have gedar. So the Gemara in Lamed Vav Amud Beis says, what's tofel over here? Tofel over here mitichicha shakaltale le pire mayas pire. It's tofel, it's not the ikur peri, but it's still functioning, it's still protecting the pre. The pre couldn't make it without it. And if you peel off the orange peel of an orange, I would assume the orange would shrivel up entirely. It's a shomer lepri. Right? But apparently if you take off certain peels, so the tree will still be able to exist. So our Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Rav, Tzlaf shel orlom. So Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that these kafrisin are not part of the pre bechlal, and in Eretz Yisrael, you could eat them. So Rav says, so we have a rule called a meikel b'chutz l'chutz l'aretz. So Rav passing like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, in figuring out where is Rav coming from, lememer devyoynos piri v'kafrisin lav piri. So that would indicate to us, Varaltem es orlosa is period. That the kafrisim are not the pre. Alright, that is what we end up saying. It's not the pre, and it's not even a shomer, it's not even an es, not even a tofel of pre. Fine, good. Then the Gemara says, Varaminu, Almine nitzva alo alam al timreis oimer verpia doma, alav yoinis la kafrisim and bebore priya aids. So this is a yesoi. Gemara responds, that is a machlokes Rabbi Akiva b'Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Tzlaf mis'aser timreis v'evyoines v'kafrisin. Rabbi Akiva aymer, ein mis'aser elo v'yoines b'lvad, v'bnei shupri. So the Gemara goes on to say, look, so why didn't we say halacha Rabbi Akiva? We did say, it's a different nusach. Okay, what's the yisoyin ha'olam misugyon? Lagab Hilchas Brachis? No? Free for Orla, for Maisus, and for Brachis. Alright? Now I go a step further. What about Pri Adama? No, what would you say?
It's not
Orla
and
Maisus,
like
No, so we say Pri Adama.
Yeah.
Alright? Blatantly clear on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. In the Hilchasa. The Hilchasa Kimar Marabashi, Lamadov Mabes, in the Sugya. The Zorak was of Yenus, the Ochil Sakafrisim, who made Lagabe Orla la Pirininu, Lagabe Brochus, Nami la Pirininu, Beloime Brochinon, Ole, Borri Prihate, La Borri Adam. Right? So we'll go step by step. The first thing which comes out of our Sugya is the Yisoy, that now we have to work with in the entire parak. And that is that when Chazal used the phrase Borei Priya Eitz, they were being magdir Priya Eitz in the way that Peri is Mugdar in Halacha. It's clear from the line. First of all, because Rabbi Akiva says Ein Mis'aser Elav Yonis Bilvad Mimnei Shukri, Maiser applies to Peris. And then the Gemara says that we're going to ask a kasha from Rav Elazar, because he yelled, Alev Yoynes of Yisun, everybody creates. So therefore he must hold that, that it has a din of Orla. So the Gemara could have easily said, as the Rashba points out, what's so difficult? Brachais lachon, v'orla lachon. Who says you have to say Zeram and Brachais in the same din? It, by the way, gives you insight into why the Sechel of Brachais is part of Zeram. But the Pashas, if you wouldn't see this Gemara, so until this Gemara, you're talking about, he defined the pre as a machlekes Rav Yehuda Chachamim, whether Rav Yehuda Rav Nachman, whether it's any kind of product of the tree, or whether it's only that daite the inshele. So now the Gemara is being megala to us, and the truth is, we could have easily talked about achalus shame pre before, but it would have been premature. So you get to this Gemara, you don't have the right to talk about achalus shame pre legami brachas. Who said that Chazal used achalus shame pre? Who said Chazal talked in those terms legami brachas? This sugya, now you can re-talk in those terms. The Torah was kaveya that certain things are called pre. Certain things are not called pre. When you look at a bush and you decide you're going to eat the leaves, you're going to eat the berries, you eat the flowers. Nope. So what's the pre? What's not the pre? So al pi din, the Torah had to be kaveya, the gabe orla and the gabe maiser. What's called a pre? Right? Varaltim orla say is pre. So that's what the according to Rabbi Yishon, the Bahag, the Hilchasa here, as mentioned the other day, Rabbi Yishon says the Bahag. The Hilchasa Kemar Barbashi, the Zarek is a Yenis Ochos at Kafrisin, Umid Lagabe Ola Lav Pirinino, Lagabe Brochus, Nami Lav Pirinino. Right? That's how Ilmi Sugi is a very important Yisoy. Right? Now you have to go back and learn the Sugi of Kur a little bit sharper. That's the Yisoy. Now, so the question that I asked is that we have to still finish up, because when we make the bracha Bari Pri Adama, it does not have to have a Chalashem Pri. That's clear from our sugya. It's clear from the Bahag. Umid legabe brachos nami lav pirinin v'loy mevarchin alei Bari Pri Eitz Ella Bari Pri Adama. Why? No. Go ahead.
As long as it comes from a tree, as people plan to eat it, not to injure you, they're not. So we get a
and correct, but why do you have the right? If we're saying that when Chazal used the word peri, they were very specific, and we're using it the way Halacha used it, so why do you say Bor Pri Adama? Bor Pri Adama is not a peri legabe or a lo. How did you learn the sugya? What did you assume when you learned the sugya? Nope. So one second. So we're in different tracks, right? I'm thinking that Chazal used the word peri specifically, right? So I'm asking about the nusach habracha bar pri adama. If Chazal used the word pri specifically, so how could they use the nusach bar pri adama? That's what I'm asking. So the Chayyab is sitting on those lines. No, it's Mukhrach. It's not correct to say, what we said before is not correct, that the word pri has a specific meaning in Chazal. It's Tavka, the word priyat. The Chayyab have to say that, otherwise you can't read the Gemara. It's pri adama. Right? It's not simply a fallout of the din of Orla, because there is a din of Maisa Yerek Bin Rabban. I was thinking the following. There is a, they quote B'Shem Negro, that if you want to know what a word means, so you'll find the first time it's used in Chumash, and you figure out from the context what it means. That Gra is based on a Gemara. I think the Gemara Legavi, the word Charoin, to find it again. The Gemara says, you want to know what Charoin is, Charoin Af, so you have to find, so it quotes the beginning, the first time it comes up in Chumash. So the first time Pri comes up in Chumash is Priates. Vayomer Leikim, Tachi Oretz Desha, Esed Mazri Azera, Eitz Pri Esed Pri. So apparently, Pri Adoma is different than Pri Vore Pri Eitz. I think it's Mukhrach. You can say in one of two ways. Either the technical phrase of Pri, when it's in the context of Eitz, Eitz Pri Eisei Pri, that's when Chazal insisted on using a defined term of Pri, which sounds very difficult to say that, or the way that Ezra said it is that Pri Eitz is a different phrase than Pri Adoma. Pri Adoma means something which the ground produced. It's a looser term. Creates is the specific term of, it has to be a chal l'shem pri. Now, Tosis v'Hilchasa. V'Hilchasa k'mar v'arvashi mid'lagabe orla lav piru v'oya oimer herav meir d'lagabe orla lav piru haino mishum. The kolam meikel ba'oretz halacha kemoisei b'chutz la'oretz, aval ba'oretz vaday ave piram, u'mevarach in alav ba'ri piyoweitz, u'mebrachis leka chiluk bein ba'oretz l'chutz la'oretz. All right, what's Tosfos finding out now? No. What's Tosfos saying, Josh? So Lemaisa, what is the Bahag's din?
The Bahag's din say he's a Adama.
And there it's Israel?
It seems that so it's really say Adama, so maybe they can say maybe it doesn't seem maybe they'll say different than Israel. Other than another joint say it seems to say that he should say Adama straight.
So how can you, Tosfos would argue that you say in Eretz Yisrael,
it's everywhere.
So eighth, you'd say Bori Pri Eitz in Chutz Loretz also.
Yeah.
And the Bahag apparently would say, depends where you are.
Yeah.
Which is easier to explain. Go ahead.
You don't necessarily have to say
Mahagas
in Makali. It's a brahma. You might be able to know them throughout also.
You hold what?
You might hold the brahma is going to be
Adama
everywhere, even
next to. Right, how would you justify that?
The brahma shouldn't be different.
No, but why should chutzot be keveya? Could be. Go ahead, Michael.
Say, you pass with a new kiva throughout. Even in Eretz Yisrael. You think that's Allah?
Who passes with a new kiva throughout?
In Baha'i, think that's Allah. Who passes with a new kiva throughout? So, it's always going to be even in Eretz Yisrael, it would be Chayda.
And Tosfos assumed.
You pass with a new kiva
in Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Tosfos quote, he's taking it that is the that's the understanding of the Baha. Look at the Rif. The loyim v'rachinon iluyei barei pri'eitz elo barei pri'adam. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Vitema Loma Sosam Devar Verivzal Volikosa Befeirush Slav Shul Orla Bachutzlaritz She Befeirush Nir Vigmara Shiravla Hitir Ela Bachutzlaritz Ve is the Bom Meimar Shekamona Sayasa Shafilu Baoretz Zerek Yosef Yoynes Veichas Akafisa Umesayile Aisvara Minarbin and Bosa Rachim Vinash Chaylim Marbara Vashi Tikazorak Vizvach Akafisa Only Kaman Kirby Akiva Because Sarah's going to make a lot of Allah Kumaisa Hutzlerts. When Avid Marke Bei Shammai, to make Kilim Tvei, Shem Supokin im hu min ilon o im hu min yerek, Ula di du avin le sovik orla besovik orla Hutzlerts yarin lekeach bulvad, shal yir eno loike, and we still severe lo the ilon, vavale vade orla, the mis the minical makeal, im came achle visham visilel, nemer gam came, vavale sovik orla, The field of Yenis Adsum with Torm Hut Slorets, who might be Nahi Ashu, we keep a good of dinner Allah Kabase. Ume Farshin and Hachi Kamar, they shamming me still in a mission of Lainem, below no more boy, I look at the rear makeup. They came to the mission of Kalala, Nisik and the Shammai, to make Kilin Tve. The Hehehe, the Ray Shammai, and Mokim is still in a mission. Hachanami of Yezog Rakiva in a mission, Shadavi Dua. Shalochir b'kiva b'chaveroi v'achanam yilchus l'kemoisoi v'lehav e'piri elav yoynois milvad. The Riv finished up the Gemara differently than the way we finish up the Gemara, right? The Riv finished up the Gemara by saying that if b'shamay v'mokayim b'yisilin mishnah sir b'kiva sir b'lo sir b'kiva b'kiva ain't a mishnah. Right? The Riff finished up by saying that the Gemara's point of here was that there are certain times when a position is rejected. And Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Mokim, Rabbi Kiva is one of those positions. So therefore the upshot would be, as Michael is saying, that he would even pass on Rabbi Kiva in Eretz Yisrael. V'nim tzilufu maskona de shmaitza. The Ilchasa Kirby Kiva Sha'omar Shana Nikri Pri Elav Yenis, V'yafilu ba'aretz zarek yisav yoynois v'yichas ha'kafres kidni rabbi kiva u'lefichu le'kosav ariv zal b'chutz l'aretz v'ein zu raya klal. He says this is because it's bad pshat, right? And he explains the way that we learn pshat. Now skip to the bottom. V'nodain oisei kipri ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz avdini k'rvi akiva l'kula d'zoyreg esav yoynes v'yachas ha'kafrisen v'yal korchen ezen l'meymar d'shakabona serviv l'hoyes al-lahatir afilo v'eretz Yisrael d'kevan sh'rab l'yomar ele b'chutz la'aretz heich yochel l'hokel atir b'shem rab mashu l'yoyam matir. So Rabbi Yoina says he entertains Michael's suggestion, and he says can't be. Why? Because it's bad pshat in the Gemara. I'll tell me, but the Riv is soisim. He says he cannot learn pshat in the Riv the way Michael learned pshat. Why? Number one, it's bad pshat in the Gemara. Number two, he's quoting Rav Yudim Rav. The Gemara is mefurish that Rav only said it's in legabe chutz laretz. Then he says, you'll tell me the Rif is soisim. Maybe it's not soisim. Because maybe when he brought the story of Ravina and Ravashi, what was the point of bringing the story? What does it help him? He said, maybe that was his way of being Merameh's Bavel, Chutz Laretz, who made a Gabe Orla, Lav Piru Gabe Brocha, Nami Lav Piru, Afapisha, Kosub, Zealosh, and Bereva Gumarais, Einoi Minusacha Talmud. So what is the Rebbe Yonis pshat in the Rif? Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat is number one. He says it's only the Bahag. So don't be medayik so much. It's like the way that we deal with Achronim. Right, he's a Rishon. This body's a Rishonim. He says only the Bahag. So the Bahag didn't mean that it's lav period. The Bahag meant to say that when we paskin kol amekel va'oretz halach mois b'chutz l'aretz, how was Rebbe Yonah pshat in that line? No, kol amekel va'oretz halach mois b'chutz l'aretz. What's the Rebbe Yonah's pshat? No?
Yeah, they were a little asking him like the Kulubic opinion, but we're not going to necessarily use this
necessarily. Yeah, but what is the basis for that din?
Safek.
In other words, Rebbe Yonah's learning pshat, kolam mekel ba'aretz means the following. If I have a machloikis and I'm a supek at a paskin, so in Eretz Yisrael, it's a safek they rise in the chumra, and in the chutzah, it's a safek they run on the kula. That's what the Ran points out in Kiddusha. The Ran Daf Tezvav Mevayz Bedapi Rif in Kiddusha. But that's what Rebbe Yonah is saying. Rebbe Yonah is saying that the Pshat in our Gemara is the Mesupak about the din of. We're Mesupak about the din of Tzlaf. So in Eretz Yisrael we pass in the Chumra, and in the Chutzah we pass in the Kula. Right? Now, says Rebbe Yonah, so when it comes to the Bracha, we're also Mesupuk. So that's what Ezra is saying, it's the default Bracha. So again, so the Rif's take on the Sugya, according to Rebbe Yonah, is a little bit different. The Yesod is still there. Right? The Yesod is still that Borei creates has to be Achal L'Shem Pri. And Achal L'Shem Pri, so far we know it to mean that it's that a Dait to the In Sheinote. That it's Nikva B'Shas Netiyah. Not Nikva. We understand why, because it has to, it's part of the pre-eights. That's number one. Number two is that then the Rif says, but our sugya is really tzalaf, is really a sofer. So in Chutz La'aretz, sofer during the kula. Bracha, sofer brachas la'okel. Because you're going to say a bird pre-eights, and it's really not a pre-eights, you're not yaitz, it's a bracha la'matol. So according to Rif, it's a quirk that Hilchas Brachas happens to follow Kol HaMekel Baretz. And what will be the Din Eretz Yisrael? Same din. So the Rif is beautiful according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why is the Rif only quoting Rabbi Yehuda Merav? Because the Rif's understanding was, as long as there is going to be some sofek, I'm going to use the Nusach of Chutz La'aretz. Not because Chutz La'aretz is Nusach. Right? Go ahead, Yami.
Because we want to
point out that Beis Shammai is not on the charts.
Didn't we answer right away that Kol HaMekel is only on Meiser? Because
Meiser is Dervan anyway. Okay.
Right. But then if
it
had to
be
suffix, then that
sort of
would apply.
No, it would still apply.
If the whole thing is that, because one's Dereisa and one's Dervan, and it's suffix, then how would it apply to the Meiser?
Where it says, "Iyam alochim b'kiva, b'bina afilu ba'aretz, k'mashkon k'lamekel ba'aretz alochim b'chutzlaretz, aval ba'aretz loy, v'neim alochim b'kiva b'chutzlaretz, v'chalamekel alochim b'yisay, iyam alochim b'bina nemil gabi ma'isir, ba'aretz kufin rabban, gabi orla." He said, "If I would have said that, then I would have been more machmer than gabi orla." The only way, if I would have said, Savik Rabbanu L'Kula, I would have said, Savik Rabbanu L'Kula when it's bona fide in the Rabbanu. But if there's some greater connection, Maiser Ila, Maiser Yerek is a Rabbanu Mitchil Vasayfer. But I would have said, but if it's a Rabbanu, which is Nizbach Nadei Reis, you have to be more Machmer. I would have drawn the wrong conclusion. Alright? But it still works out nicely. Alright? So we have one Shita, the Rif Shita. Right? Next. What does Tosfos say? And the last line of Tosfos might be the Rif. We're not Mechalek. There's a reason for Mechalek. But how would you explain the alleged Bahag's Shita? The Rebbeinu Yehuda says there is no Bahag's Shita. Right? But he says there's only one Shita over here. Just don't be so medayik in the Bahag. Right, this is Rabbi Yehuda's approach. The Rif, the Bahag, the Masechta, the Sugi, it's all the same thing. It's one Shita. Tosfos did not say that. Tosfos said the Bahag says what he's saying. Right? No? So how are you talking that in Eretz Yisrael you get a Paskin, Borei Pri Eitz, and the Chutzar is Borei Pri Adama? He even say sharper. How you talking that I have a rule called a mekel ba'oretz halacha kemoyis v'chortza, or it's at the din of sofeg, that I'm going to say that because I'm machmer in a sofeg Eretz Yisrael, so I'm going to change the nusach ha'bracha. Once you see the Rebbeinu Yehuda, you have a tremendous kash against Tosfos pshat in the Bahag. Right? Mishnei Tzadim. Number one, how can you have a separate bracha? And either it's a pri, it's not a pri. Number two, is if it's a din of suffix brachis, then for Yari that should be the din. No? So how do you figure it out? Go ahead.
Could be that he doesn't look at as suffix, he could say that the identical megalar is also most of the chuslar is that we ask him that, like the sheet that's more kummer, and that happens to be that there's a sheet that's more kukula that will pass him like in chuslar. But we don't view that sheetah as we don't really take that sheetah as a very serious sheetah to make
right.
it something.
In other words, the rule kolam meikel baharat halacha gemaisa b'chutz laaretz lechayra, which could argue strongly against Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rami, could argue that if the Gemara wanted to say sofik dvaru l'kula, he wouldn't have made a whole new nusach kolam meikel baharat halacha b'chutz laaretz. Would have said sofik dvaru l'kula. Pashas that it's a different yisoy kolam meikel baharat halacha gemaisa b'chutz laaretz. What kind of a say is it? What kind of a din is it? It means like this. It means in Eretz Yisrael we paskin the way that Keseder Apsak. I'm not looking for chumas. We don't say every mitzvah tliba oras you have to be machmir. This is a shul. It doesn't mean that if you go through all of the rhyme, every rhyme is going to say it's an easy call. Machlekes chumra and all of the rhyme. There's no such rule. Hilchas the rhyme go to chumra. No. Halacha is that it's so you pass and the way we consider you psak. Yochan a rabbi make you vechameirut. Whatever it is. Elamai. When Chazal were misaking halachis and chutz laaretz, so apparently, out of kavod for Eretz Yisrael, or in order that we shouldn't be metashdesh and lose sight that these are mitzvot liyus baharetz, they set a different standard for the seder of psak and chutz laaretz. That's what it must be. The Radvaz seems to say this. The Radvaz is a tshuva. Chelek Gimel. Simon Tuf Kuf Lam, I looked up again this morning. Where we called it Mihilchas Medina. Kalam Mekil Bar, it's a long tshuva, but I was talking about it. The very answer is Kalam Mekil Bar, it's halacha, came moist with Mihilchas Medina. Mihilchas Medina, I've interpreted. I can't say, I think it's what the Rebbe means, but Mihilchas Medina, it's one of the halachas of chutz, it's a chutz la or it's halacha. It's a chutz or halacha. It's certainly not. It means that Chazal sometimes, when they were misadir piski halacha, they had to take into account other issues. Moshul mo'adomer doimer, yomtiv sheni shel dolius. We make a shechiyano. There's no reason to make shechiyano up in sidri apsak, because at the most yomtiv sheni is a suffet. Right? Even initially with a suffix. So the Rishonim explained, the Meiri explained, that the Meiri Gemara. If you don't make a Shechiyonu, you don't make a Kiddush. So Miz Chazal, because they were afraid that if you use the approach suffix, Rabbanu Lakula, right? Shechiyonu is a Dindra Bona. You have to change the suffix. So you should make a bracha. So bracha is la'aka. So Chazal understood that using the normal sidri psak is going to lead to a zilzal. It'll unravel the whole day. So they changed the seder psak. So aniyas daiti, that's what the Radvaz means. May hilchas medina. You're living in America, you should know you have the schus to keep orla. It's still a mitzvah to your it's an eretz yodakalach. You live in the Eretz HaSmucha, it's the Eretz Yisrael, you're giving Jerusalem and Maisimus, you shouldn't think for a moment that there's any Shemes of Dushas Eretz Yisrael in the Smucha's Lord. You shouldn't think for a moment, no, what is it? I give Jerusalem here, I give Maisim here, I give Eretz Yisrael, no. So somehow they had to establish that it's still a mitzvah Tliya Baretz. And we should never lose sight of it. It would be a terrible thing to lose sight of mitzvah Tliya Baretz. So therefore, they made the Seder of Sak to be Mekel and Chutz Laaretz different things. So if that's the case, that's the Pshat, so then we would understand how could the bracha actually change from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz? So La'aniyah's Daiti, you have to say the following. You have to say that the Bahag understood that the reason why I'm saying a Borei Pri'etz is not because Chazal formulated the Nusach HaBrochus using the Geter HaPri, because that'd be the case. There's no question there, it's Yisrael's Kaveh, the Geter HaPri. Halach Mois Chutz La'aretz can't change what the Geter HaPri is. You can change the Halacha Sirah, but a Pri is a Pri. Right? So it must be that the Hilchas Zeroim are Kaveya, the Nusach, the Kaveya, the mindset of people, and Memela, the Brachais, were established based on the mindset of people. When the Gemara says, if it's a pre lagabe orlo, it's a pre eitz lagabe brachis. So two ways you can learn pshat. You can learn pshat. Chazal used the nusach apri. They used the geder apri. Chazal mesaken the neschoyis based on geder apri. Or you could say Chazal based neschoyis based on das the inshe. But the das, the inche, is crafted by the nusach, by the halachas. If that's the case, so if you're living in Chutz La'aretz, your tachma have a different mindset. When you look at the kafris tetzlaf, and you eat it during orla, it means you don't look at it as a pri. So you can't say boy priates. So then it's shaykh to say, you stay telling them what to the bracha. They're going to begin saying Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz La'aretz. Right? The schoys of tefillah are based on could be based on where a person is. So again, so what are we saying? This is a sequel. We suggest the following: that there are two ways to learn pshat in our sugya. It seems from Rav Rishonim, we looked at the Rashba, the Rashba says clearly, the Ramban says clearly that geder apri, and it seems to be this the reading of the Bahag, geder apri Legabi Chazroim was Kaveya pre Legabi Brochus. Easy. Alright? Next. What's Taka the Din? So the Din will be that we make a Bar Priyadama on Kafrisa. I what happened? Rabbi Yoina, the Rif, Savi Brochus, the Ran and Kiddushin, Kalamekabal Arbit is a Sun and Suffix, Savi Brochus Lako, end of Sugi. There's another way to Umshah, and that is The Gedera Din was Kaveya, the way people think. The way people think is what Chazal, is the way Chazal were Kaveya, the Nusach HaBrocha, which is very understandable. I have to know what I'm saying. So I'm the one in turn that I should be saying. Memela, right? And it's conceivable to say, and this is what the Ribbah seems to say, Kolamek was Mechus Medina. Memela, it could be that the bracha will be different in two different places. Does it mean something different? It's a shaykh. It's a das yachr, but l'chor that's after the glim shah. It's reasonable. Okay. Tomorrow we'll have a shiur regular time. We'll continue. I want to finish up as the ravid that the Rajban Ramban quote, look at the ravid and look at the relevant Rambams. And then go on to the sugya of Philpot, and we'll get to tomorrow, but then to the next sugya. Alright? If you want to learn as well Sam and Yani Machshava, so I would do so, I wouldn't dedicate a whole day to it, because I've had bad experience with it. And then people take off the whole day. But I'm open to, at the end of a shir, to spend 30 to 45 minutes on Yani Machshava, and I'm open to doing different things up to you. I'm open to learning the Rambans, important Rambans of the parasha, and I'm open to doing Nefesh HaChayim. So discuss amongst yourselves what you want to discuss. Discuss with Josh and get back to me. Okay? Good. I'm sorry that I'm running. Be back later on.